Welcome to the Destination Begin podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Smith. I've lost over 250 pounds. I've started my life over multiple times and managed to find humor, lessons, and joy in the process. And now I'm here, sharing those stories with you. Thanks for joining me. Hi, hi. Welcome to this week's podcast. I'm excited to have a little bit of a theme this week that I feel like should always be the theme, but sometimes I get a little bit off course. But I started this podcast to kind of teach the idea through all kinds of different ways that it's possible to change your life and that you don't have to stay stuck. And along the way, I feel like I've done a good job with that in many ways. And then other times I've used this podcast to be able to talk about a lot of different topics, you know, my personal life, getting married, moving to Miami, my boot camp, really digging into some of the forgiveness that I found for my story, a lot of personal anecdotes. But the core reason why I'm here with this podcast is to be a source of motivation, a source of inspiration, and to really empower. And sometimes I think I get really stuck on the things that are stopping a lot of us from actualizing, that I forget that, hey, I need to be focusing on what I do want you to know, not what you should stop doing. Like for instance, nutrition. You know, as I've studied nutrition more and I've done a lot more research and I've connected with a lot more experts on nutrition, and I've experienced in my body different experiences with nutrition when it comes to weight loss and weight management, I feel like I've got a lot of shocking reverberations in my brain of what is going into food and what we're eating in the standard American diet, that I feel like sometimes I'm just like yelling, like, don't eat this stuff. And while that's all fine and good, the reason I'm here is to motivate and encourage you, because if you want to make a change in your life, I want to be a cheerleader that's going to make you feel like you can. If you feel like it's overwhelming and daunting, it doesn't matter what kind of nutritional protocol you're put on, it's going to be difficult to do. So I just want to take this opportunity in this episode to be an encouragement and a motivator and remind you of how awesome you are and that you can do hard things and the reasons why it's important to do hard things and what you're going to feel as you continue to do hard things. Last week I had on the podcast a fat loss plateau buster protocol. So just kind of putting together regular intermittent fasting with a whole food based diet, some basic healthy carbohydrates. And I'm really happy to report that just a little bit more than a week since quite a few of you have started on the protocol, massive, massive changes, weight loss. People are seeing numbers on the scale they haven't seen in months right away. And why? Because that fasting window combined with real whole foods lets your body switch fat burner systems. It works. You don't even have to change what you eat if you just implement an intermittent fasting cycle regularly. So if you did not get the protocol, listen to last week's episode. And then also you can shoot me an email, Kristen@KristenSmithOnline.com, and I will email you a PDF of this. It's a basic protocol. It's not a diet. It's no calories being counted, no macros being counted. It's just here is what you can eat, and here's when you should be eating. It's really straightforward. I'm back to seeing numbers on my scale again that I haven't seen in a long time, and that's always nice just because I know what my happy range should be. And when I marathon train, my happy range gets left in the dust. So it should be noted, I decided that this year I was not going to weigh myself. I decided I'm not weighing myself the whole year. That didn't last. I have depending on the season of my life, I use the scale or I don't use the scale. When I'm not in a healthy place in my life, where I'm not making good choices and my weight is creeping up and I'm letting old habits come in, sometimes it's good for me to start weighing just so I have that accountability to say, listen, you know that you're not bulking up with muscle. It's not healthy weight gain. So I'll pull the scale out and use it to just remind myself that, hey, I need to pull things into alignment. And other times the scale is telling me things about myself that are not true, well, the scale isn't telling me. I'm interpreting it. And so I need to have periods where I don't have the scale anywhere. And if I had my way, I would just make sure none of us ever had them, because ultimately the best indication of success is consistently applying the principles of life transformation, which is do the work. So anyway, but this fat loss plateau buster is phenomenal. I put it together based on everything that I was putting together for myself to start getting back into my best shape. And it's phenomenal. So if you want a copy, email me, Kristen at kristensmithonline.com. All right. So here are some things I want to say to you today, and I want you to listen very carefully. Number one, if you make your life 5% better, your life is going to be 5% better for the rest of the way. So it's worth it to you to look around in your life and say, how can I make my life 5% better? How can I make my relationship 5% better? Now, 5% isn't a ton. It's definitely, it's like a nickel, right? So if, you know, if somebody gave you a dollar's worth of nickels, you could probably spare one. It's not a ton. But if you had a nickel a day for a while, they'd add up. They'd get heavy in your pocket. They make a difference. If you had to carry all those nickels around with you forever, it would add up. It would make a difference. It's important to think of small margins when you want to make changes, because 5% of change, you get to have the benefits of it forever. But start there, 5%. What can you do to make your relationship 5% better? What can you do to make your mental self-talk 5% better? Is there one phrase you hear often in your head that if you got rid of that one phrase, it would set you into more mental peace 5% more than you have now? What can you add to your nutrition that would make you 5% more healthy? Would it be being very consistent with taking a multivitamin? Would it be making sure that you got more fiber in your diet? What if you worked out one more time a week, or went for one extra walk a week? Or how could you make your relationship better? Could you say, I love you, more frequently? Could you stop and look at your partner in the eyes and smile at them more frequently? Could you ask your partner their opinion and listen more often? Could you sit down and say, hey, I want little me to hang out and talk to the little boy or little girl inside of you. Let's have a connecting point between our inner child's, inner children's. 5% better. You're worth investing so that your life is 5% better. You are worth it. You deserve to feel good. If you wake up in the morning and you're in pain or you don't feel good, that can be changed. You deserve to feel good. You deserve the joy of waking up and feeling energized and ready to go. You are worth that experience. Other people have that experience. You deserve to have that experience too. You're worth investing in. It requires work, but also, who else should you be investing in before yourself? You might say, oh, my kids or my husband. Obviously, you got to invest in your spouse and your kids. But if you have an empty cup, if you are depleting yourself, if you are not fulfilling the dream of your life, then you have a lot less to offer those people around you. It requires work, but the work that you put in for you pays off in spades to everybody who relies on you. Who else should you be investing in? You feel better, you serve better. When you take a little bit of time to sleep a little more, or to take a nice bath, or to have a little time with your friends, or to do some reading, or to have an extra cup of tea and exhale, you take the time to get a walk in after a stressful day, you are caring for yourself, which means you feel better, which means you can give to others better. So the greatest thing you can do for other people that rely on you is to take care of you. You can say, oh, I've heard this a bunch of times. I know. Me too. Does that mean I'm really good at doing that? No. I need to be reminded. You deserve it, and you feel better when you take care of yourself, which allows you to be there better for others. You never regret investing in you. There's nobody who, you know, went and got a pedicure and a manicure and said, man, I wish I would have left my feet and my hands disgusting. I doubt that there's anyone who's taken a necessary nap that felt like, man, I wish I would have just cranked through and felt more exhausted. There's nobody walking out of the gym after workout saying, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. There are very few people who finish a healthy meal and walk away and say, man, I wish I would have just blown it out and eaten like a pig and felt like garbage. No, you never regret investing in yourself, small or large scale. You can't go wrong when you bet on yourself, when you invest on yourself. Life passes. Life is passing us all by, instant by instant. It goes so fast. And it's easy to say, well, unless I'm doing something big and massive, it's no point. That's wrong. We all know that. But since time passes anyway and momentum builds, it's so useful to remember a little bit every single day creates the power to do a lot. Little bit every day. Pretty soon you've empowered yourself to grab something big and brave and giant. I was talking to my friend Melinda. She ran her second half marathon with me during the Miami Marathon. And she said, you know, now I understand why people consider running a full marathon. I never could have imagined running a full marathon. But now that I've done a half, the next question is, okay, what's next? And now I think, oh, maybe I could or would do a full marathon. But until she got to that half marathon mark, it wasn't a viable option. But this is what happens when you build some momentum. Little changes. She went on little runs and then a little bit bigger runs till finally she did a half marathon, which is a really tough thing to do. And now her brain is saying, well, with this trajectory, of course I could do a full marathon if I want to. That momentum builds. So do something little, 5% better. Let it build and then use that momentum to grab bigger things. If something comes to your mind that you want, who says it? When you're sitting at your table and you hear, I should take a pottery class. Who said that? Where'd that come from? Was it your brain? Was it your heart? Was it your soul? Was it your hands? Who said that? I like to think that when an idea pops up of something that will feed my innermost being, the child in me, the part of me that's not trying to make a living or make an impact, but just the experience of being a soul on this earth blossoming more. When I hear a suggestion like that, I know that's my soul talking. That's my soul. Our souls get bogged down underneath the analytical processes of our minds making choices. It can get bogged down by our heart feeling like we have to do the right thing. We have to be there for other people. But that soul of yours is actually the biggest, most powerful thing about you. It really is all there is of you. And when something pings up that your soul wants, pay attention. Pay attention. What is your soul saying? It's easy to get stuck in things that are familiar and repeat habits because we're used to it versus taking some time and committing to learn how to do the thing our soul is screaming for. I'm a good example. I'm a trainer. I'm a life coach. I'm a nutritionist. What I really want to be doing full time is speaking. I want to be motivating audiences. I want to be teaching people how to transform. It's a lot harder to sit down and work on that plan and write more speeches and practice more speeches than it is for me just to go and write some training plans and train some clients. Because one, I know how to do really well. The other, I don't really know yet, but my soul is relentless. So I must listen to my soul and I must invest time and energy there. When your soul is speaking, listen. My soul tells me all the time what it really wants. And when I get busy, I don't always listen. So what is your soul saying? Listen to what it says. Listen to what it's suggesting for you to do. There's no higher calling than to call honor the calling of your soul. My story, I feel like the whole moral is just to say, if I can, you can. I tell my story not because I feel like I'm this super special person who deserves accolades. I tell my story because I am a super special person just like everyone else. If I can do these things, so can you. It is not it's crazy to say that one person can overcome and others cannot. We are humans. We are made from the fabric of creation, the power of the sun, the light. We have the divine in us. So if I can overcome, you can overcome. And if you can overcome, I can overcome. There is no can't in this universe. There is no too late in this universe. Your soul wants what it wants. And if others can, so can you. I was raised in this environment where I was brainwashed and not allowed to ask questions. And my story as an adult turned into that I didn't have a chance to form my own thoughts, and therefore I'm at a detriment and I'm behind, and it's not fair. And those people were dangerous. And the power of a lot of time and a lot of love has changed that story completely. And I no longer harbor ill will. I've forgiven all of it. Not, oh, I'm over the fact you did me wrong. No, I've forgiven it in that I was never harmed. They weren't trying to hurt me. I have massive love for them and gratitude. I am who I am today because of the foundation that I was given. And I refuse to do anything for the rest of my life except be grateful for it. If I can go from being bitter and angry and hateful to complete and total joy and love and gratitude for these same people and this same story, it's possible for you. If it's possible for me, it's possible for you. If you're willing, if you want it. So what do you want? Do you want to live a life of freedom? Do you want to live a life of joy, a life of movement, a life of health? If you want it, you can have it. Period. It just takes looking in the mirror and saying, hello, I want to see you shine more brightly. I am going to improve what I'm doing 5% so that I can show up for myself better, so I can make a bigger impact. I'm never going to regret investing time in myself. I've got time as far as I know, so I can take a little bite here and a little bite there on just a little bit better, so that time doesn't completely escape my grasp. Your soul is speaking. And whatever your soul wants, it's yours. I believe your soul cries out for things because there's no time and your soul has already experienced it and is saying, hurry up, let's go. I want to get back to where this is a reality and not just a dream. And if I can do it, you can do it. So you just have to really ascertain what you want. What you want is what is destined for you if you choose to believe it that way. You never regret investing in yourself. No one ever regrets it. Now you may say, oh, well, that's not true. I could take an art class and I could be like, oh, I wasted my money. You know, I guess you could regret signing up for something like that, but regret learning something, regret trying something, regret stepping outside of your comfort zone to learn something, to spread your wings and experience something new that imprints on your soul. No one regrets that. 100% no. So I just want you to remember that everything that you want, you can have, and your soul is big, bright, and beautiful. And when you're walking around this earth, the energy of you isn't confined to your body. It's this big field around you. And when you walk into a room, you're felt. And when you pick up a project and you decide you're going to go after it, your soul ramps up the intensity. It's so phenomenally powerful to be a lit up soul. And that's what you are. So don't forget that. And I know I talk about nutrition and diets and losing weight here a lot. And so I'm going to say it. If you want to change your body, if you want to make a change, if you want to stop eating sugar, if you feel garbage in your body because you're eating garbage, you are powerful to change. You 100% have control and power over anything you decide to set down. You're that strong. You're that powerful. You deserve to feel triumphant every single day, and you can. One day, one moment, one choice at a time, you can build up a powerful reputation with yourself of integrity and power and toughness and bravery and strength. You can do that. And if you needed to hear that today, I'm glad that I'm the one that got to tell it to you. But if you need it tomorrow, you can look yourself in the face and you can say all of these things and say them until you believe them. What do you want? You're powerful to have it. You deserve to have it, and you're strong enough to go and get it. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'm so excited you're here. If you want to interact with me, go ahead and send me an email, Kristen@KristensmithOnline.com. Follow me on Instagram, The Kristen Experience, and make sure you share this podcast with a friend. That's all I have for you today. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next time here on Destination Begin.